Walling, Addie. Walling, May. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. April 27, 1903. Dear children, Addie and May Walling, I have written once or twice to you lately, but as I have received no reply, I fear that my letters must have been misdirected. I will write only a few lines now, but will write more when I know that you are receiving my letters. My strength was severely taxed while at the conference, but the Lord sustained me through the meeting, and by His blessing I am recovering from the strain. I could have borne the work of the meeting very well, had not many perplexities arisen to describe which would require the pen of a ready writer. While in Oakland, I contracted a severe cold. Sarah gave me thorough treatment, and this broke it up, but it still comes and goes, as colds often will. During the first week of the conference, rain fell nearly every day, but for some time the weather has been very pleasant. The prospects of the sanitarium here are more encouraging than they have been for some time. The patients are well-to-do, and all the higher-priced rooms are taken. The patients who have recently come express themselves as being well-pleased with everything about the institution. Some who have traveled much say they never before saw such beautiful scenery or so fine a location. They roam over the hills and are enjoying their stay very much. Dr. Evans and his wife are the chief physicians. Both are pleased with their work and are well thought of by others. Dr. Winiger is connected with the institution. She has lately married a Mr. Simpson from Battle Creek. Dr. Zielinski and wife are also connected with the institution. The interest in religious lines seems to be good. Elder Taylor, the chaplain, is a faithful worker, and all seem to like him. Brother Hicks was buried last Sunday. He died from a hemorrhage of the lungs, having been confined to his house only a short time. We shall miss him. Ever since the sanitarium was built, he has shown an interest in its work. Brother and Sister St. John live in a home of their own. Their daughter Hattie and her three children live with them. Mary Chinnick Thorpe, with her husband and his mother, live on the hillside. Sarah Peck and her mother live in a small cottage near our house. We intended using this building for our workers, but it proved to be too small for the office work, so I built a plain, neat structure with 8 rooms for our workers. Sarah Peck teaches the sanitarium church school. There are about 40 pupils in attendance. Sister Peck has the reputation of being an excellent teacher. Her discipline is good, and all are well pleased with her work. The schoolhouse is built among the trees and rocks on a piece of ground at the foot of the sanitarium hill, a little removed from the road. All think it a delightful location. I was unable to give money to help in starting the school, but I have given the land for as long a time as the church may desire to use it for school purposes. When they wish a larger building, if I am able, I will take the present one off their hands. Ella Mae White has been canvassing in Sacramento for the Desire of Ages and has sold a good many books. Our people in that place are well pleased with the spiritual influence she has exerted and put her in as superintendent of their Sabbath school. Mabel is not well all of the time. The doctors say she cannot endure the confinement of a schoolroom and must not use her eyes in reading or studying. Some doctors fear that she may become blind if her eyes are taxed too severely. This has been very discouraging to her. She attended the conference in Oakland and helped in the dining tent as waitress. She received $4 a week and her board. She has a very good address, and the food company desired her to remain and help them in restaurant work. However, they have not opened a new restaurant in Oakland as they intended, and Mabel came home yesterday. For a year or two, she has been working in the food factory here, but its noise and its atmosphere were very disagreeable to her, and she's been desirous of getting work somewhere else. The twins are hardy boys. It is difficult to distinguish one from the other. Grace, the baby, is a strong, healthy girl with a good disposition. She is now nearly 3 years old. Brother James, who has charge of the work on our farm, occupies a cottage near us with his family of 8 children. They are a nice family. He is assisted by a faithful, intelligent man from Australia. I have quite a company of workers with me. W.C. White takes charge of the business of my bookwork. He uses excellent judgment in deciding what shall be published. His brethren have wanted him with them in council meetings, and in the past I have let him go. But I have decided that he can help the cause of God more by assisting me in my work than by attending council meetings.
Marion edits the books that are prepared. Maggie Hare and Clarence Chrysler prepare the articles for the papers. Miss Helen Graham does the typewriting. Doris Robinson, a son of Robinson, has lately come to help in the work. Marion is sick at the sanitarium. One evening, while at the conference in Oakland, she visited the observatory. Not having sufficient wraps, she took a severe cold. We sent her up to the sanitarium, and ever since, she has been sick in bed. A nurse has been with her night and day. She has had a very severe illness, and at one time we feared she might die. I have been sick myself, and I was unable to go up to see her until last Friday, when I went with W.C. White. Her room is on the fifth story, and I had to tax my strength severely to walk up the last flight of stairs. We had a season of prayer for her. Sabbath was a hard day for me. I could not sit up, and my head troubled me much. I feared that I would have to give up my work and go to bed. But yesterday morning, Sunday, my head was better, and I was thankful to be able to do some writing. This morning, Monday, I am up early writing these lines to you. I should be tempted to go away somewhere for a change, but the change might make me worse, and besides, I must be with my workers to decide what matters shall be published. I want to make my time count for as much as possible while I have the strength to help. I have several books in anticipation. I want to get out a book on the Acts of the Apostles to follow the life of Christ. I have much matter written that I wish to put in book form. I sometimes fear that a fire will come and I shall lose much of the precious matter that I desire to print. I can say but little in reference to the conference at Oakland. It was a profitable occasion, and the Lord certainly helped us in the meeting. Some serious questions which arose were left to be decided at the meeting of the Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association in Battle Creek, which is now in session. We have been waiting with intense interest for news from them. April 28th. This morning, a telegram came from Dr. Kellogg and Brother Daniels saying, "Peace established according to Ephesians 2, verse 14 to 22. We are very grateful for this. We have prayed most earnestly and have tried to exercise living faith that a work might be done in Battle Creek which would establish unity. But until this morning, we had received no word from the meeting. The Lord is good. I praise His name that there is unity in place of dissension. I would like to hear from you often, for I am interested in you both. I thought that perhaps you would come to conference, but perhaps it is as well that you did not. I would like to see you, but many miles separate us. God be with you and bless you. Your aunt."